Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive beyond second. Suter can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Michaels trying to get to third. Moses throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Michaels for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldsberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Joost moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel throws the ball into Appling, who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Juice scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Bowers moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bowers moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. Pieretti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Pieretti reaches second base with a double. Bowers scores. Tipton scores. Baker moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bowers. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Majeski moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Vallo moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra strikes out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to third. Suter moves to second. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Vallo scores. Suter moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter scores. Joost scores. Moses moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Fain moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler fires to second, and they've got Zernial trapped. There's the throw to Fain who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Kellner now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Bowers moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels scores. Bowers moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Clyde Sean. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Serkin now pitching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball four. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Michaels strikes out. 1 out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler pinch hits for Max Serkant. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.